101.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 7th of March, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. It's really pretty outside this morning.
It feels really nice out there, too. Rains are coming, Lisa.
Yep, we could use it right now.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So I would assume that your phone has been buzzing off the hook here the last day or so, huh?
It's been a little busy. Maybe a little.
I bet it has. As Lisa, the city announced yesterday that Lisa will be retiring as director of the David Traylor Zoo after 16 years with that responsibility, and I'll tell you what, some remarkable accomplishments during that time. But you've been with the city and the zoo, what, 32 years, Lisa?
32 years. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
Am I that old?
That's a nice run. And no, you're not that old.
We're not saying that. We're not going to say that. Old.
So basically, how did you get your start with the city here?
Well, you know, I started out as a full-time zookeeper and just kind of worked my way up through the ranks. I think I've worked in every position here. but it has been probably one of the most rewarding jobs. Obviously, I'm still here 32 years later, so I must really love it. But it's just been very rewarding. I love the animals. I love the people.
Lisa, what was it about the position that kind of drew you to it in the first place?
The animals.
Was the animals?
Animals, yep. Of course, yes, absolutely. You know, I think growing up on a farm and having that love for animals already just kind of made the transition into exotics pretty easy for me. And then, of course, being able to learn from David and several other mentors throughout the year. The years has it's just turned into what it is today.
Well, and it's been amazing, you know, the transformation that we have seen at the zoo here over the years. So you're a zookeeper, you've had every position at the zoo, then David Traylor retires, and you obviously were ready at that point to step up, right?
Actually, in between there, they did hire another director. He was here for a very short amount of time. So I took the interim position before and after that position. He wasn't here that long. So
you were set to go, right?
You know, I never dreamed I would become a zoo director. But here I am.
Lisa, what you mentioned here working with David and some of your other mentors along the way, how did their guidance maybe shape your approach to leading the zoo once the job came available to you and you were saying, yeah, I'm ready to take on this role?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, David probably shaped me in the beginning, taught me a lot about waterfowl and things like that. As I grew into this position, I think Mark Reed from the Sedgwick County Zoo probably was one of my biggest mentors that I was able to go to with just about anything. He and probably Scott Shoemaker from the Sunset Zoo in Manhattan, they were both very easy to visit with. They were very willing to share information. And actually, all the Kansas Zoo directors are always very very easy to work with. We have a group called KAZOO, the Kansas Accredited Zoos. We meet and work together all the time. So it's just a very collaborative, cohesive group.
Well, your accomplishments and the zoo's transformation has been incredible over the years. What about accreditation? You have been through how many AZA accreditations now?
Oh, my gosh. Well, six, I think, since I started, but three as director. Okay. And they're not easy.
Yeah, that's a big deal,
you know,
isn't it?
I think most people think that it's not hard, and it is one of the hardest, most stressful. It takes a full year, and you still have to meet those standards each and every day, the rest of those 5 years. So it's not an easy feat, and our small zoo meets those standards that the Disney's Animal Kingdom and San Diego Zoo, we meet those same standards that they do. And I hope people understand how much work we put into it.
David Treeler, Zoo Director Lisa Keith, joining us here on the Newsmaker segment here today. Lisa, I wanted to ask you here about, you know, kind of the accreditation process and maybe how that's spurred some of the changes that we are seeing, like Ron mentioned here. You know, you look at the Oasis Capital campaign, you look at what that has already led to with the new notable zoo entrance, you look at the expansion of the Zoo Education Center, you look at the different renovations and the new exhibits that have already been in place with more to come. Did accreditation maybe point out that, hey, you know, there are some maybe some of these needs that need to be addressed right now? Or is this really more of a different organic effort here to make the zoo what it stands as today?
Well, you know, AZA focuses mostly on the animal welfare of, you know, the species themselves, you know, to assure that they are well taken care of, that the guest experience is good, that the zoo has financial backing. You know, I mean, they go through it from top to bottom. Where the entrance and things like that came in were, you know, our entrance was a maintenance gate, and that's how people saw it. So since I started, that's what you would hear when people would come through the gate was, where's the entrance? You know, because it looked like they shouldn't be going through that gate. And so I knew that when I became director, that was one of the first things I wanted to do was get a new entrance that looked like an entrance. The Education Center, we grew into it. We knew several years ago that we had outgrown our building, and at that time we had a part-time educator. We knew then we needed a full-time educator. We were able to do that with the Emporia Friends of the Zoo, and then it was to move even a little bit further, and as part of that Oasis campaign, enhance the education center, make it larger, and hopefully someday we'll add a second educator. We have a lot that we can do still, and I think a new director, it's time, and I think they'll be able to take it the rest of the way.
Well, before we get it, because I want to ask you about the comprehensive master plan, because that's quite an accomplishment, putting that into play. And you mentioned the multi-million-dollar Oasis campaign, raising close to $5 million. Why retirement? Why now, Lisa?
Well, you know, a couple of reasons. One, you know, the zoo has so much momentum right now. There's so much excitement about the zoo. There's so much excitement about the things that are happening down here, and I love that. And accreditation comes up again in 2027. And as I mentioned, it's pretty stressful. And I really want that new director to have time to get their feet under them, have a chance to learn the zoo, learn the community, to learn everything about Emporia. And I think that will help them through that accreditation. And this is one way to do that. And I think now's the time. And, you know, I'll still be around. I'm still going to be the zoo's number one fan. So
you along
I'm
with,
not that far away.
You along with 80,000 annual visitors out there, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What is the advice that you're going to tell the next, if you can encapsulate it and nutshell it, what is your advice going to be for the next director once that person is chosen?
Know that you have a good staff. Trust them. My goodness. Love, you know, get to know the community.
Love your local radio station, right?
Yeah, love your local radio station for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And of course, animal welfare. And, you know, of course, they're all going to know that. You know, they're going to come from the zoo background. So they'll have all the needs that the zoo has for a new director.
So you will stay in the director's role until a new director is hired. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere until they get somebody hired. I would never leave the zoo until they have somebody ready to take over.
Well, there's so much still going on, transformation in play as part of this OASIS campaign. And how proud are you of this comprehensive master plan and seeing this whole thing come into play, Lisa?
Well, you know, that was such a fun thing to put together. We had a group that we put together to kind of put together that whole entire master plan. We asked the community for their input during that time, and of course you got all the exciting things like giraffe and elephant and, you know, all those kinds of things that people wanted. And, you know, our zoo is small. It's funded by tax dollars and donations and things like that. And so the one thing that I tried to remind everyone is that we can't outgrow our means to take care of it. So we have to build a zoo that the city can maintain and maintain it well, but still make it a destination that people want to come see. And I think that this master plan is exactly that.
Well, still exciting things to come out of the zoo, and you mentioned fundraising. We can't let you leave without touching on, the recently completed Emporia Friends of the Zoo Roundup Auction. Over $143,000 raised, Lisa. Your thoughts on what a night that was?
Was that not the most spectacular night ever?
Oh, man.
My goodness. And you and Paul worked so hard that night. We so appreciate you. What a night. Thank you, Emporia. What an experience.
How does that kind of put a jump in your step here for the next several months as we really get into the springtime and to see that increase in attendance that you typically see?
Well, you know, it's just another one of those things that kind of pushes everything forward. Everybody's excited. Again, the momentum is just pushing everything forward. We're getting ready to open up this brand new building, hopefully have a grand opening the beginning of May. We'll be making an announcement hopefully the end of this month on when that will be. So there's just so much excitement right now, and that auction just blew our minds that, again, people continue to give. They love the zoo, and I couldn't be more proud.
Yeah, the growth of the Emporia Friends of the Zoo auction is another thing that's really transformed over the years. It used to be just a little intimate setting, and now it's morphed into the Anderson Building can hardly hold it. But indeed a big night. Well, Lisa, I know we're going to have you back here a few times before we let you go, but we want to thank you for all you have done. Take a bow, please, because you have been spectacular in your role, and we appreciate all the work that you've done over the years, and of course, you have great staff out there, too. So thanks, as always, for your time.
Well, thank you. You know, I do have to say the team of people that I have down here makes me look good. So it takes this whole team of people to make it what it is. So it's them, not me. So they're the ones that should get the bow.
I don't know. That's a lot, you.
Lisa, thanks. I do have a joke for you,
Oh,
though.
Please, yes.
Okay, here
all
we
right.
go.
Here we go.
All right. So why did Elsa fall off her sled?
Why did Elsa fall off her sled? I don't know.
I don't know.
She let it go.
Oh.
Okay, I have one more.
Oh, yeah, okay,
please.
All right.
Can a nose be 12 inches long?
Well, if it was, it'd be a foot, right?
Yeah.
Now,
you're right,
yep.
sir. Have a great day.
My first one ever. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Lisa Keith, retiring Emporia, David Trailer Zoo Director, joining us on our primetime newsmaker. She will be dearly missed down there, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I want to let you know, too, that we do have a couple of newsmakers to start next week that are available Monday, Tuesday. If you want to claim one of those, call us at 620-342-1400. Tomorrow's newsmaker guest is Public Works Director Dean Grant. Recent state funding coming for improvements to the Emporia Municipal Airport.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732 MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. 736, good morning.
This is Stacy with the Emporia Granada Theater, and here's what's going on in March at the Granada.